Welcome to today's daily teaching, and I hope you're having a lovely week so far. So on Monday, I sent you a video explaining three ways that you could wash away negativity, as I want you to focus on that this week. And also you would have done a lovely waterfall meditation yesterday to help you cleanse, literally the water to help you cleanse away the negativity that you're feeling. So I just wanted to talk a little bit more about this week as we move forward. So as I said in the video on Monday, all of us experience situations where we might get up in the morning and feel fantastic. And as the day goes on, we might actually be drained by influences and energies outside of ourselves. And what's hard is that when you're really trying to work on being in a positive place and having positive focus, when something comes like that at you, it can really stop you and drain your energy. You might find this in relationships in your life, maybe a partnership that you're in at the moment, maybe friendships that you have or with family members. We all know it when you're sitting there and you're just feeling drained, or your work situation might have difficulties. Financial situation might be the same. You might be feeling good and then something comes in financially that sets things off. You might have to take money out of your savings or not go on that weekend away that you wanted because something happened. So over the last number of weeks and months, and it's time for me, I've really been trying to get ways for you to be able to deal with stress in better ways. And every day, Sunday and Simplistic Sundays, it's about preparing for the week ahead. So on Monday, I gave you some, I suppose, physical ways to do that. I wanted to have something that you could actually nearly see. So if you're visualizing it, leaving your body, like through the meditations or journaling, you're actually writing it on paper and seeing in black and white, or if you're having a shower and changing your clothes, actual physical activities that you can do to try and shift that energy. So all of those things are really great, but it really is about when they're stuck in our mindset, and also then the mind is creating our emotions and the emotions get stuck by that. And the thing about negative energy is that it's around us all of the time, and they tell us, oh, you think positively, you'll attract positive in. And that, of course, is very true. And when you're in a heightened state or in your more better state, you can deal with things better. So you might still attract in negative stuff, like we all do, that's out of our control, but you're in a better space to be able to deal with it. But sometimes it can just get a bit overwhelming and a bit too much. So the physical things I definitely think are very, very helpful, but it was the mindset I really wanted to touch base with today. And this is around your own thoughts and beliefs. And it's about how you see things going. So it's all about our resilience, our ability to cope, and our ability to react to stress or negative people in different ways. So if you do find in a situation where there's somebody draining you, there's simple things you can do. It's not about cutting people out of your life, albeit if someone is very, very bad and you feel you need a break from them, by all means take that break. But maybe just reducing your time with that person or saying no a little bit more often. If it's a work situation where you actually can't get out of negativity, one of the things I think is a good thing to do is to try and focus on some things in your day-to-day job that are actually good. I know this can be really hard to do when you're in the midst of things going bad, but it can be a helpful process to say, look, it's not all bad. I can find some good stuff. Now, what I wouldn't like you to do, though, is by finding good stuff is that maybe you're settling in a situation that is wrong for you. So if it's work, what I would say is if it's not something immediate that you can get out of, like most of us can't, these things take time. It's about starting to make sure your life outside work is quite fulfilled. So whether that's through family or through making sure your passions are being fulfilled. And what it's doing is it's kind of counteracting that stress or drain that you would have. So for example, if you've had a very stressful day, but you know you're going to meet somebody great after work, or you know you're coming home and you're going to have a really relaxing bath, or you're coming back to your kids and you can do some fun activity together, or you can simply just sit down and switch on some reality TV. Like, that's one of my go-to things for just switching off. Whatever it is, it's try to have something that is a go-to, not just come home and be thinking about it and back into more stress. Another thing then is if it is around finances, so some things we don't actually have the ability to change right here, right now. And I think that's what the frustration can be, is that we know we want something to be different and we know it's draining us. So if you're having some financial stress at this particular time, then ask yourself what it is that it would help to fix it. Is it more income? Is it budgeting properly? Is it actually asking someone to help you out? Or is it simply that you just need to readjust a few things? I suppose what I'm trying to say is that there are always practical methods in terms of what we do to take the next steps to reduce the drain and stress. And if we can't completely get rid of it, like I said, we can do things to counteract our mindset. Because at the end of the day, some situations can't change quickly. But staying in a place of stress or feeling very drained won't actually allow us to move forward. And by staying there, more stress kind of gets compacted and compounded, and we go on through a week and we're not able to release it, and then it builds up over months. And actually, when we're in that state, we tend to nearly create more badness or attract more badness or stress in, and we get stuck in a cycle. So just think about that. What are the areas of your life at the moment that are particularly draining, or the people that are? What little steps can you take to either eliminate it altogether, which would be wonderful, you know, if you want to get out of that job and make that change of finances and, you know, remove yourself from some relationships, absolutely, by all means do it. But if you find it's going to be a longer process, as it generally can be, figure out ways that you can counteract that through the rest of your life. Where can you get the enjoyment from? Where can you feel fulfilled? And it doesn't take away the situation, but it actually leaves your head a lot clearer, you feeling in a more positive state, so that you can react better and deal better with these things. So again, it all is about your resilience and your coping strategies. So look forward to connecting with you again tomorrow. You'll have another meditation around cleansing tomorrow, and I'm really excited to bring that to you. And then we also have a lovely interactive teaching as well coming up. So I hope you enjoy all of that, and I look forward to talking to you soon.